Richard.
I loved President Reagan. I thought he was one hell of a president. I really liked him. But that issue aside, Nancy Reagan, his wife, consulted, it was widely known, she consulted an astrologer at every critical juncture of her husband, her husband's presidency. If it was not the right time for a summit meeting or not the right time to address the nation on a certain subject, then it wasn't done based on astrology. I mean, that's pretty well known, Richard. Do you think that Mrs. Reagan was out to lunch, or do you think that she contributed to a successful presidency?
I think she contributed to a successful presidency.
I thought you might think that.
I mean, actually, even before anyone knew that she was, publicly anyone knew that she was having these consultations, a lot of astrologers were writing in the journals. I remember reading the British Astrological Journal that there was an uncanny skillfulness to the timing of Reagan's actions and statements, as if he knew when to do it to kind of correlate with the best, you know, planetary alignments. And so, but in addition, there was that you probably know about this. There was that interesting the astrologer. What was her name? Joan.
I don't recall.
Well, anyway, the astrologer encouraged Nancy Reagan to influence her husband towards a more open attitude towards Gorbachev, and said that his legacy. See, Nancy Reagan, I think, combined both this, you know, consulting with the astrologer with a high anxiety about wanting her husband to go down in history as a great president.
I'm sure that's true.
And she, and one of the things that she got for Joan Quigley, that was the name of the astrologer. Kept getting from Joan Quigley this encouragement to influence her husband towards being a more more peaceful oriented. If somehow he could bring peace between the Soviet Union and the United States, and not, you know, drive things towards a nuclear, let alone an apocalypse, but even the tensions that were so increasing in that first his first administration.
No question about it.
And so I think it's just, you know, one of those kind of ironies of history that an astrologer both helped the timing of a lot of his actions and statements, but also seems to have influenced him in a direction that we're all grateful for now.
Oh, no question about it. Richard, you might not know the answer to this, but how big an influence did that astrologer have on our national policy?
At that time?
Yes.
Well, you know, it was subtle, and there's 100 other factors that were going into what, you know, what that policy was.
But I'd say that moving from the brink, virtually, to let's bring it all down and change it, even though we have current world-day horrors, the horrors of the world aren't gone, by God.
But the Cold War is over.
Yeah, the Cold War is over. And it happened on his watch, and you obviously believe then that astrology moved him in that direction.
It was one of the influences, and I suspect it was a larger influence than any of us knew at the time.
Yes, that's what I think too.
And the other and the advisors who have written about it since, it just drove them crazy that this astrologer had this influence on Nancy Reagan, influence on Reagan.
I know. They made a big deal out of it. Would you say that you would feel safer with any president who is taking the advice of a competent astrologer? There's a tricky question.
I'll get you
in trouble like John before it's over.
I think a competent astrologer who also had a good, you know, a good heart and a good political sense and was you know, discerning in a number of ways would definitely be, I'd feel much better than if they didn't have it. But it's so easy. Astrology can be abused as much as any other.
Of course. I know. I said competent, and I'll add moral, ethical. Yeah.
Okay.
And
well,
all
if
that.
You put those together, then I think it would be a great addition to not only addition. It would deepen the perspective. It would be a more skillful way of formulating policies.
And the world would be less likely to blow up.
I would think so. There's an expression from the ancients that's come down, a sentence. It said, a sagacious person improves the workings of the heavens as a farmer improves the workings of nature.
Huh.
And so there's, and one of the, what that dictum was trying to say, among other things, is that by knowing the state of the cosmos, by understanding the archetypal dynamics of that moment, one is in a better position to be able to live intelligently and creatively, knowledgeably in relationship to the whole, rather than be, you know, in a sense, kind of blindly acting from an unconscious position.
Well, in most ways, other ways, Nancy Reagan was an extremely strong, sensible, aware person who you would not think would be given to flights of fancy, which is how many people would describe taking the advice of an astrologer. I mean, it just seems mysterious that she would get in that direction. Do you have any behind-the-scenes story about how she got to where she put that much trust in astrology?
I think it comes from the years that she spent in Hollywood. I mean, Hollywood and California was generally much more... California generally, and Hollywood in particular, was a place where astrology flourished. And in the years in which she was, in her younger years, she consulted astrologers, as did many actresses and actors.
And why do you think it's of specific interest to Hollywood? Why do you think it's of great interest to Hollywood? That is curious.
Yeah, I think, good question. Maybe, I think just generally speaking, there was a kind of larger kind of metaphysical flexibility out here on the West Coast.
Well, yes. I suppose, yes.
So there's that, but then also people in the arts generally are more at home in the world of the imagination.
And that's a good answer.
And the imagination is an essential part of discernment, of astrological understanding. I'm not talking about imagination as a mere subjective fantasy that's being projected out there, but rather it takes in the same way as a great artist like Shakespeare draws upon the imagination to create very compelling works, an astrologer requires an imaginative intelligence to be able to see patterns and recognize them.